Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is 12 Years a Slave. Back in the 1800s, a free black man is tricked and kidnapped from New York and sold into slavery. His only goal in life now is to survive until maybe he can be freed.
I was born a free man, lived with my family in New York, until the day I was deceived, kidnapped, sold into slavery.
I will survive! I will not fall into despair! I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
I'm not a slave.
Now, this came as a complete shock and something I really never thought possible, but this movie actually makes me long for the opportunity to see instead the Smurf movie. Yep, 12 Years a Slave is now officially the worst movie ever made. Oh sure, it's chock full of big stars and a big budget, but not even all of that could compensate for its horribleness. It is nothing more than a gratuitous onslaught of brutality, injustice, abuse, and the never-ending message that the white man is evil, if you like that kind of thing, but for me, no way. If it even had the tiniest of social redeeming messages, then I'd cut it some slack. But newsflash, it's been 150 years since we were that country, and if Hollywood is ever confused how far America has come since then, they should swing by the Oval Office and see who's sitting behind the big desk. Now, even talking about this movie makes my stomach all icky, so if you want to avoid the ickiness too, stay far away from this movie. So at our Movie Night Traffic Light, 12 Years a Slave is a red light. Now on to Thor the Dark World. This time Thor is faced with saving everyone, and he may have to sacrifice himself.
Face an enemy, known only to a few.
Known only to one.
You must be truly desperate to come to me for help.
If we do nothing, they will destroy us.
Thor, your bravery will not ease your pain. The world will be extinguished.
I'll find a way to save us all.
Now, I could not be more thrilled, elated, and ecstatic. Thor has saved me. After having to see that worst movie ever, this movie's like seeing the best movie ever. Okay, bit of an overstatement, but it really is darn good. There's Chris Hemsworth, tons of action, lots of funny, plenty of clever parts, and more and more and more Chris Hemsworth. If you saw the first Thor movie, you know the special effects weren't all that great, the 3D was kind of weird, and the story was just okay, but this time they totally got all of it right. Not to mention the fact that this movie saved me about $47,000 in therapy bills, because as it turns out, just a 2-hour dose of Thor can cure you of what ails you. So if you're up for a bit of perfect fun, this one is definitely for you. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Thor the Dark World is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.